Ventilation, as mentioned before, is the movement of air into and out of the lungs. And it's important to remember why or how ventilation works. Air is always going to move from areas of higher pressure into areas of lower pressure. And if you think about squeezing a balloon, of course the air moves from where you're squeezing to the other part of the balloon where you're not squeezing. And it's the same with air moving into and out of the lungs. Now, why would there be areas of higher pressure and lower pressure? Part of that has to do with the size of the thoracic cavity. And I want to remind you that the lining of the thoracic cavity is a serous membrane called the pleura. And the pleura is going to be surrounding the lungs. And it's made up of two layers, the visceral pleura and the parietal pleura. And the visceral pleura is going to be right on the surface of the lungs. So it's pretty much attached right to the surface of the lungs, sort of like cling wrap would be wrapped around a food item, for example. So you've got the visceral pleura that's wrapped right around the lungs, and then you've got the parietal pleura, which is going to line the chest cavity. So it pretty much lines the whole inside of the chest cavity. And between these two membranes, or these two parts of the membrane that make up the pleura itself, is going to be a thin layer of fluid, and there's suction between these two layers. So because there's suction between the visceral pleura and the parietal pleura, when the chest cavity expands, the parietal pleura, of course, moves with the chest cavity because it's attached to the inside of the chest cavity, and it brings the visceral pleura with it, which forces the lungs to also expand at the same time. And so that's part of why you're able to accomplish ventilation. It's by moving, expanding the chest cavity and compressing the chest cavity as you breathe in and out. So the interpleural pressure is going to be the pressure between these two membranes, and it holds them together, sort of like suction, as the chest cavity expands. And keep in mind that as the chest cavity expands, it's going to increase in size, and that will decrease the pressure of the gases within the chest cavity, so it causes a lower pressure, and eventually that's going to cause air to rush in from the outside where the pressure is higher. So by expanding or making the chest cavity larger, you decrease the pressure inside the chest, and air moves in from the outside. When you exhale, you relax the muscles and so on around the chest cavity, and the chest cavity becomes smaller. And as it becomes smaller, it's like squeezing that balloon. The pressure gets higher, and that's going to basically push the air from inside the chest to the outside where the pressure is less. So that's a brief description, anyways, of how ventilation is going to occur. So keep in mind that as the size of the chest cavity expands, air flows in, and as the size of the chest cavity constricts, air will flow out. Now, how is this accomplished? This is going to be accomplished through a variety of muscles, and one of the important muscles in this is going to be the diaphragm. So let's talk about, first of all, some different kinds of inspirations and different kinds of expirations. We're going to talk about quiet inspirations and forced inspirations, and then we're going to talk about quiet expirations or exhalations and forced expirations or exhalations.